Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East, also located at the Gateway. I think you should get a mudslide cookie to celebrate today. And the Jazz win it. Bojan Bogdanović quiets the Houston crowd with a stunning three, fading away at the top. Not even fading away, just avoiding great defense, putting it in. The Jazz fought all night. Lot of resiliency. The Jazz win their 11th game this year, in which they trailed at the half, which is one of three teams in the league that's done that many times. This was a much-needed, fabulous win. Well played. You know what? There's been a tough stretch. Let me start there. While we can get into the final play, we can get into the different elements, we can get into how great Jordan Clarkson was. Mike Conley was fabulous. I mean, really a big win. But this team was not in a great place. How badly needed was this?
It's huge, especially and being on the road. I mean, something like this at home, you know, you think, okay, you should have a little advantage anyway, but being on the road like this and staying in the basketball game, and I think you and I made reference to this, that the Rockets just wasn't putting the Jazz away. I mean, they're up down. Big T back there.
How about that, Big T?
Oh my goodness.
Goodness.
Yeah, I would have loved to have heard your call on that shot.
That is a nice compliment.
Yeah.
I would like to hear my call too, because at this moment I'm having a slight panic attack about whether it was any good or not. If you'd really like to know what goes through a play-by-play announcer's mind, is at this moment I'm hoping the call was up to the shot. And I do not know yet.
They didn't put us away, and they left the Jazz. And it had a lot to do with the Jazz defense, the way they were defending the Rockets. And what this boiled down to, David, was the guard play of the Rockets and the guard play of the Jazz. You know, and that's, for the most part, that's where everything came from. Clarkson comes off the bench and he plays well. And then Covington had a pretty good run there. But for the most part, you know, it was the guards.
So, I mean, this was just a battle, and the Jazz trailed most of the night. The Jazz took the lead, 12-11, went to break, first time out of the night. The Rockets then came back, took the lead. Jazz trailed the rest of the way until they finally took the lead in the fourth quarter. What did you see out of just texture, out of, like, just a little bit of fight out of this group to be able to stay? Because the theme we talked about throughout the broadcast, having watched them play the Lakers, is how exhausting the Rockets are to play in this new style.
It is, and because everything just looks so easy for them, especially with the energy level there of Westbrook. But I thought who matched the energy of Westbrook, especially in that third quarter, was Clarkson. And he gave the Jazz a chance to win. He came off the bench, I think we had 29 minutes he played, and, you know, ended up with 30 points. 12 for 19, was 3 for 7 there from the field. So that energy level of Westbrook was matched there by Clarkson and gave the Jazz a chance to finish his basketball game off. It was just a total effort that Quinn just couldn't run from. He let him run. He kept him out there on the floor, and he ended up playing almost 30 minutes tonight.
The Jazz decide to have Rudy Gobert guard Russell Westbrook tonight and drop Rudy in the paint. They went with the base of the defense they used against Giannis. What was your thoughts on how that worked out?
Well, I thought it worked out well because it kept the basketball, for the most part, out of Harden's hands. And then it made Westbrook challenge you. And you know what he's like when he wants to challenge you. He ended up taking 33 shots, great percentage of shot because he made 18 of them. But then you look at the players that he hurts when he has to play like that. And up until the last couple of minutes, Tucker probably wasn't even in the ball game. He made a couple of threes there late. But up to that point, you know, you didn't even know he was kind of on the floor because of Russell Westbrook's just – taking it on himself to challenge Rudy and no one else was involved.
Pretty insane game. Actually, our Portland game was great, too. I mean, I'm just kind of running through it in my head right now, which just to share with people, actually, is not something like you're so in every moment. It's hard to put them all back together in order. You can probably do it better if you just watch the game than I can. But Westbrook throws that was an incredible play by Westbrook on the pass to Tucker. Donovan hits his shot on this side. I mean, we went back and forth in that final. The Jazz went up, I think, by eight.
Seven,
mm-hmm. And then the Rockets came on a 10-2 run. It was going to be a heart-wrenching loss for the Jazz as well, but to credit to the kind of the veteran prowess and Western Conference Finals expertise, and P.J. Tucker made a bunch of really good plays. The Rockets made a switch defensively that confused the Jazz late. I mean, this was a great basketball game.
It really was, and this is what this kind of playoff atmosphere that you get. And the Jazz have played the Houston Rockets many, many times in the playoffs. They come up with defensive schemes that seem to work for one game, and then D'Antoni comes up with something that can counter that. It's going to be interesting to see exactly what they prepare for in the next ball game when they meet in Salt Lake City.
Jordan Clarkson, dig in on that one for me for a little bit.
Well, he's just an innocent offense type player. I mean, don't look for him to get a lot of assists. Don't look for him to set guys up. He's just going to score for you. And I think that's necessary. The Jazz need a player like that, even though sometimes you think, boy, he's got to pass the basketball sometimes. But, you know, that's what he does. And he ended up playing 30 minutes tonight. That's probably the most minutes he's played since he's been here. But look at that percentage. He ended up shooting at 12 for 19 from the field. He ended up playing 29 minutes. He has 6 rebounds. So that energy level can pick you up when the team doesn't seem to be, you know, getting things done, or your offense is not working. And he's just so good at getting to the rim. He's like in the 66-67% percentile finishing at the rim. I mean, that's how good he is.
Not a lot of questions. A lot of heck yeahs and booms and fist pumps. And I want to hear your call and battle a Sirius XM, battle the broadcasters. And I better have the call be good enough. One guy said it was all right. So thank you very much for whoever's listening. Here's the one question from Kyle S. Burks on Facebook. Do the Jazz look back on track?
This was one of those basketball games where... And I'm not saying they're back on track. No, I'm saying we're good and we're on our way. I'm not going to say, hey, okay, this is it, man. We're back on track. Let's go up to Dallas and tomorrow night and beat them, and then let's look at it then.
Let me share one thing on that question to you. Some of the struggles here that the Jazz just went through have not been entirely surprising to the team or to the coaching staff. I don't think they expected to go lose 5 in a row. Yeah. But reintegrating Mike Conley, in their minds, is a rebuild. Like, there's a whole new process of everyone getting comfortable in their new things, and we're really trying to play 3-point guards and do all of that kind of thing, those kind of things, that this was not entirely surprising to them that there was going to be a few bumps in the road. Then you get some unique experiences where DeMar DeRozan has a heck of a game and Dame Lillard, and kind of you think about all the guys who had great games, they were all players who – impacted us in a weird way that Gobert couldn't impact him. As strange as this is, like, having Russell Westbrook on the floor tonight allows Rudy to stay near the basket. Russell Westbrook not on the floor last time we played the Rockets means Eric Gordon's driving the basket all night. So there have been a bunch of they lost those games. They weren't playing well. They earned those losses. But it wasn't stunning to the staff. It's going to be a build-up to get back to where they need to be.
Yeah, you can see that, and I don't think Quinn was panicking. You can see in practice how he's still working on the same things that make this team good. I mean, put through wrinkles every now and then in something like this. But for the most part, he's working just stay the course. We'll get better. The Jazz offense have always been good. It's just certain things that they were trying to encounter defensively.
By the way, Joe Ingles only took 2 shots tonight. That's fine. He guarded James Harden most of the night. Yeah. So there are certain nights where you can do it, and Jordan Clarkson took the load with 30. 24 Mike Conley, 24 for Donovan Mitchell, and 2 field goals tonight for Bojan Bogdanović, one of which we'll remember for a long time. Jazz win it in Houston tonight, 114-113. We'll see you in Dallas tomorrow. This has been Postcast.